Where's Domino?
Domino left us. Now I have Dobby.
Dobby?
Dobby.
Dobby, like
The Harry Potter sock?
Harry Potter, the elf, the house elf.
The house elf.
Is he a house elf?
His ears certainly lend him that air.
We'll almost have to do a Kadapa Center member pet day so we can all see each other's pets. Lamala, I remember many years ago, I actually saw you walking on the side of a road with a huge husky.
Yeah, that's my granddog. She passed away.
Oh, gee, that thing was almost, I mean, you could have ridden her. That was a pretty big dog. She
Yeah,
was beautiful.
she was really easy to walk. I could put her on my pinky. She was just so good, calm.
It's beautiful. Beautiful dog. Good morning, Hamish and Patty.
So nice to see you. We were muted, just talking away.
So nice to see everybody yesterday.
I have multiple screens that my computer can attach to, and I just took you all to my bigger screen and spread it out so now I can see everybody on the same one. So I'm going to be looking here instead of here. But I can see everybody.
Yeah, I always want to create another login and come in so I can watch on gallery view. Because I have to keep my computer on the speaker view so that for the piece that goes out on YouTube, we're only seeing Geshe-la.
Yeah.
I learned if you're the last person talking, when you switch it to YouTube, you're the first thing they stare at when they turn on the YouTube for about 5 minutes.
You know, I noticed that, but the thing that I like about it is if you look at the past YouTube videos, they're always the banner, right? And if you look at the YouTube videos that are happening now, you see people. And you see different people. And I love that we see our Kadapa Center community in the videos, all these different pictures of people. You just have to plan to not be the last one talking, so it's not your picture. But I love seeing everybody else's pictures. I just noticed that, David, the other day. It's all people now.
And speaking of which, we're now live on YouTube. I don't want to discourage anyone from continuing to talk. But...
Oops, we just now have too many people, and now my screen's not big enough, so I might as well bring you all back. Nice problem to have. I need a bigger screen.
So, Donna, what is the difference between being on Zoom and on YouTube?
experientially, Geshe-la can see you. If you're on Zoom, and if you have a question, it's easier to answer, and you're also watching in real time, whereas YouTube is delayed by 30 to 45 seconds.
Oh.
So, you know, you can ask Geshe-la a question directly on YouTube. I need to flip over there and watch to see if anyone has any questions, and then I just have to, you know, read the question to Geshe-la for them because it's YouTube is like watching a movie. On Zoom, you're a participant in the movie.
Yeah, YouTube is receive only, whereas Zoom is interactive.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Becky.
So that Kadampa is like the host. Do you have to pay to be on Zoom or YouTube?
You do not have to pay to be on YouTube. We do have several Zoom accounts. So we have a main Zoom account for spiritual programs. We have a communications Zoom account that we can use for different meetings and things, board meetings and management meetings. So we also have a Kadampa family account because the children's program goes on at the same time as this one. So we have, but it's a very minimal amount, and it's worth every single penny. So we have three different accounts right now, and I think, Donna, what's our average, I think, on Sunday mornings, probably?
You're on mute.
Okay. So, but we have, yeah, it gets used, so it's worth the connection.
It's about 60.
Yeah, 60 people, okay. And then the family program.
On Zoom than on YouTube.
So on Zoom, on YouTube, you can also count how many people are turning into YouTube?
Yes.
And Jesse Gellick is here.
Okay.
Good morning. Oh, good morning, Felix. Good morning. Good morning, Tomasi.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick.
Good morning,
Jeshua. Good morning,
Jana.
Good morning. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Sigila.
Good morning, Jeshua.
It sounds like cat. My voice sounds like cat. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, David.
Morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ramona.
Morning.
Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Jen.
Need to make more offering to mosquito.
Yeah. Bite me. I'm all over.
Good morning, Neely.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Suzanne. Good morning, Slia, Cecily.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you pronounce your name,
Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia, okay. Good morning, Katrina.
Buenos dias.
Good morning, Panditji. Good morning, Pati. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Anila Kelsang. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
So today, Jordan is going to teach already with the ring light. Good morning, Adirina. And good morning, anybody watching on YouTube, good morning.
Why Alhamdulillah? So maybe they begin with some prayer.
Let's start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Eyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Eyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Eyata mune mune maha munaye soha. A medicine Buddha, a verse of praise and mantra. Keeping in mind all those on our prayer list. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say the mantra seven times. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adha samudate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables in English, three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends, or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings be happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And now 10 Raisics, verse of praise and mantra. So 10 Raisic is the Buddha of great compassion. And this is the mantra that Yeshua was teaching last Sunday. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha grounds the mind, gazing compassionately at all things, to you, Chan Rezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. So let's chant this eight times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
verse of praise and mantra for Green Tar, the Buddha of Enlightened Activity. And this is the one that we say for Geshe-la, and this is Sampo Pong, healthy, happy life. So let's say this seven times. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Now the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. Say that three times. A little bit bigger so you can see. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh yeah, thank you very much, Namuna. Wonderful. What we should do? Mama say? Talk about how to make Tibetan butter tea?
That sounds excellent, Geshe-la. On a rainy day, that sounds very good.
Maybe begin with short meditations, okay? Begin with short meditation. Something directly pull us. Single-pointed meditations, okay? Single-pointed meditations called Samdhi or concentrations called Samdhi. Samdhi Deve Tekpo. Deve Tekpo means comfortable seat. Comfortable seat. Don't sit on a piece of rock. Comfortable seat. Samdhi Deve Tekpo. If you desire to sit there a long period of time, so make sure that your seat is comfortable. I think even 5 minutes, I think it's better to have comfortable seat than no comfortable seat. Sometimes they read tables, lune dune down, lune. Sitting positions, there's like seven sitting positions. I think it's, you know, it's easy to learn, it's not that difficult, it's very easy to learn. Because there will be, if you learn the seven sitting positions, if you learn, there will be a ripple of positive impact physically, mentally. There's like a lot of benefit comes with that sitting position, okay? A lot of benefit that comes with the sitting positions. So benefit of positive benefit of energy, positive benefit of chakra channels, all of that. There's many, many benefits. It comes with the seven sitting positions. So easy to learn. So maybe you can ask one of the nuns, our venerable nuns here. You can ask her. Very easy to learn. So on the comfortable cushions with them seven sitting positions, so then you trying to concentrate. So before you concentrate, so then you do, how is it? First you do is meditations. 9 round breathing meditations, which helps you to get rid of, eliminate that energy that's been wasted, because energy that comes with the thought, that thought is not flexible, that thought is very uptight with something, so that's how the energy gets tight. That means the thought is not flexible, that means not well balanced. When you say well-balanced thought, that means that thought is very flexible. So then that very thought, that also balances the energy, so that energy becomes useful. So when that energy goes through the channels, then you get physical benefit. So that physical well-being will contribute to mental well-being. So then you have calm mind, peaceful mind, okay? For the sake of knowledge, this is important. No, it's important. No. So, what means well balanced mind? Simple lesser means, that mind can be transformed into any directions. It's not uptight with something that becomes so tight, like how it's called, become very stiff. So then need to stretch. That's a physical body. Become very stiff. What do you do? You do yoga. So yoga, when you do yoga, what do you do? You stretch, So if the yoga teacher asks you to put your head on the ground, lift up your 2 feet in the space, then you say, what? That sounds impossible. In the beginning, yeah, it is possible. But I'm not suggesting you to do that on the when the physical body becomes stiff, you stretch. So then you feel, like there's maybe a way to get rid of certain pain here. There, same thing. Mind, when it becomes stiff, need to stretch. Stretch means to make it more flexible. Okay. Someday they retable or lineage in the tangible. Lungro gudu, tabu stalls. But then you, after that, comfortable cushions. So with the seven sitting positions, then you do the 9 round breathing meditations to eliminate the wasted energy. This 9 round breathing meditation is always good to do. Beginning of any practice that you do is always good to do 9 round breathing meditation. So then, because of my explanation, maybe there might be some kind of confusion. Maybe now to clear out that confusion, so we'll stick with, there are according to 6 Naropa Yoga, this 9 round breathing meditation is a little bit different. There are some kind of physical movement that's a little bit different. So the 9 round breathing meditation that I'm talking about here is mentioned in the Lamrim teaching. So previously I said, that I don't need to use hands because we are so used to using hands. So I think we'll start to use our hands, okay, our hands. Even though Pejan of the teaching did not mention using a hand, so maybe it mentioned 9 round breathing meditations. to eliminate waste energy. So what we do from now on, so according to this Pension of the Teachers text, Mahamudra text, so we learn down with meditations, so we use our hand, okay? Our hand. So this meditation is called how to eliminate wasted energy that's been stuck into our channel. Is it clear? So please make sure that you understand. You know, otherwise, like of course you can share. So make sure that you share the exactly the way it's been mentioned, also been done. So then other person, if they have wish to do, so they get benefit because you hinted to them the right instructions. So that's important. Okay. What this meditation is called nine round breathing meditations, how to eliminate wasted energy that's been stuck into our channels that cause physical discomfort, then that contribute to mental discomfort. So then there will be no peace of mind. There will be no calm mind. When the mind is being disturbed, then it's hard to enjoy peace of mind, calm mind. So now you see the reason. It kind of leads. So it's important for the sake of knowledge. It's important, okay? Imbalance, energy, wasted energy, pretty much same. Flexible mind, well-balanced mind, same thing. Different way of saying, but same thing. Well-balanced. Text, in the text it says well-balanced. When you dig deeper, what it means flexible. These are all for the sake of knowledge. It's important to understand. So then every thought, every thought comes with the energy. You cannot separate. You can't say, oh, this thought has energy, this thought. No. Every single thought comes with the energy. Without energy, thought cannot travel. You close your eye, you think about flea market, you are already there. How come? Energy, without energy, there will be no, the thought cannot travel, for the sake of knowledge. You understand? Shao Migde means, this is important. So thought is like someone who has eyes to see, but does not have the legs to move around. But it has eyes to see, but doesn't have legs to move around. That's what it's called. Shavamide. According to what I was teaching, Shavamide. Lowa Kangden, energy is blind, but it has ability to move around, but cannot see. Can see. Thought can see, but not able to move. It's like person with no leg. Person has a vision, but has no leg. That's thought. Energy, person who has feet or legs, but doesn't have, it's kind of blind. For the sake of knowledge, it's important for the sake of knowledge. It's good to write it down. So then combine two of them, able to move, able to see. Two of them, then that's how able to move, able to see. Ooh. So then both needs to be flexible, flexible. If it become uptight, first which become uptight? Thought. Thought is the one become uptight. Because thought is the one can see. Energy just help to move thought around. So then their thought become uptight. So that's like stiff, very tight, not flexible. So then energy comes with that. Been waste, no longer useful. Where the energy go, it doesn't go to film market, it goes to the channel. It doesn't go to somebody else, it goes to, there's your energy, it goes to your channel. So then many of them, then cause physical difficulties. So then they contribute to mental difficulties. So then it's not good. So that's all the four, the second knowledge. Even though I've been probably said this many times, so re-emphasizing because it's important. So it's important to know the meditation that you do. It's important to know why you do, how you do. Oh, then next time when you teach somebody else, then you can teach them right way. If they have a strong will to do, so they will succeed. They will succeed because they got the right instruction. Okay. Oh. So now use left hand, ring finger, block, left nostril, block. Inhale slow all the way in. Then exhale all the way out. Of course, the nose needs to be clean, otherwise the pressure juice comes out. The nose, we need to clean our nose, otherwise pressure juice comes out. So you do this three times. Okay, three, they're called nine rounds. There will be three rounds, each round, three breathing. That's called now nine rounds. Breathing meditation, how many round? Three round. How many breathing? Each round, three breathing. That become nine. That's called nine round breathing meditations. How to eliminate wasted energy. Why? Cause physical discomfort. That contribute to mental discomfort. That's why. Yeah, start again. Left hand, ring finger. Inhale all the way in. Slow. Just first round. So now, right hand, same thing, ring finger. Blow the right nostril. Inhale from the left nostril all the way in. So now from the both nostril, inhale, exhale three times. That's called nine round breathing meditations. Pension Lama, fourth Pension Lama mentions to do that. Comfortable cushions. So then do the nine round breathing meditations. If your mind, mental state is kind of like unsettled. Maybe something happened, the dream, something happened in this morning, that mind is not in the best state. It's kind of like you feel like it's kind of like murky water. Water that's been very murky. Murky? Murky water. So now in order to separate the dust and the water, so you Pendulum of the Chujian suggest you do this 9-round breathing meditations. Ripa Thani. Ripa literally means awareness. Knower, awareness. Thang means clear. Nik means messy. So that meditation will clearly differentiate clear awareness and awareness that kind of become murky or refresh your mindset. Then at least you may have neutral mind, then easy to develop positive thought rather than mind is kind of like unsettled, it's harder to develop positive thought. If your already mind is already disturbed, it's not easy to develop positive thought. What you need to do? Neutrals. Make neutrals or positive or make neutrals. 9-round breathing meditations. Main purpose is to eliminate wasted energy, but it serves different purpose. Okay. So then at least with we are doing exactly what Angel of Nitrogen suggests. At least we are doing something right. Something right. After that, any breathing meditation is important. Make sure the back is straight. Back is straight. That's important. Okay. So this is easy to learn. So see, first start with the left hand, block the left nostril, repeat 3 times. Inhale, exhale 3 times. Then switch your hand, right hand, block the right nostril, inhale, exhale 3 times. That's 6. So then from the both nostrils, then there's 3. There's 9 round breathing meditation. Now what I should do? Oh, now develop positive thought. Positive thought. It's your thought. It's not we are talking about somebody else's thought. It's your thought. Positive thought, mental happiness, I don't think there's any difference. It's the same thing. I think there's the same thing. There's no difference. There are different terms or different levels. I think it's the same thing. Same thing. If you ever wonder how come there's somebody enjoying mental peace or happiness, oh, positive thought. That's all. Positive thought. Negative thought, finish. Peace of mind, mental happiness is gone. Finish. The easiest that. Positive thought. What is the best form of positive thought? Universal compassion, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. These are the best positive thoughts that you can ever develop. Bodhicitta, great compassion, love, compassion. So, bodhicitta, that's exactly how it's been listed. Love, compassion, bodhicitta. Love, compassion, bodhicitta, chamnije, changsem jowa, changsem jowa. Oh, that's how, these are the positive thoughts that's been always been listed, like chamnije, chanjusem. Oh, chamnije, chanjusem. So then, of course, if you consider yourself a Buddhist, so then after this 9 round breathing meditations, you can develop those positive thoughts based on refuge and bodhicitta prayer, or then all like the based on, you know, guru yoga practice. If you are familiar, so you can do those practices, then use those practices as a base or foundations or like instructions to develop positive thought. Namda gire sem den de chandra sem jing mundu sablam nandan sablam lame nanjo gom so. So you meditate. You say what word that you are saying is you are may call prayer, but these are all wonderful, beautiful words. Why is it beautiful word? It has beautiful meaning. That's why it has beauty. That's why this word is beautiful, because it has beautiful meaning. Why it has beautiful meaning? Oh, each and every living being benefits. Each and every living being benefits. Whatever you are saying, that word is all about the well-being of other beings. Well, that's why this word is beautiful. Beautiful word, beautiful meaning. Or you could say, oh, this word is a very gentle word. It has gentle meaning. Yeah, it has gentle meaning. The word is very gentle. It's a gentle meaning. It makes you more gentle, more kind, more compassionate. Then you enjoy peace of mind, have mental happiness all the time. Okay, that's, you could say a gentle word, gentle meaning, beautiful word, beautiful meaning. So that's how the meditation is done. That's how the meditation is done. So then after that, Shukila, would you mind to lead? You probably know what I'm going to say.
Sure, Geshe-la. I'm happy to.
Yeah, so that the meditation that Shukila published, Shukila speak better English, 1,000 times better than me. And so can you imagine like what kind of karma is this? Like I study everything in Tibetan language, but end up teaching in my broken English language. So I'm not sure like what, how that karma has been created. I have no idea. Yeah, Shukila will lead the next meditation. So the meditation that Shukila is about to lead, very good for someone who never meditated, first of all. Second, we all get benefited. How to be present. How to be within, how to look inward, you can say many things. How to be present, how to be at the present moment. Not caught up in the past, not caught up in like, not like as a drag towards the future, just to be present. This is, as a Dubye, rather, Thangri legend about Dubye Menjung instructions, 30 very skillful instructions. How to lead people, how to educate people to be present, be at the present moment, so without expectations, without concern, without judging, without analyzing, they have nothing to analyze, they have nothing to judge, zero expectations, zero concern related to the past, zero concern related to the future, just to be at the present moment. That's all. Oh. Yeah. So now Shukila will lead.
Okay, so as Geshe-la said, the most important part for this meditation is to have your back straight. And we've already had this well laid out foundation of the 9-round breathing and thoughts on love and compassion and bodhicitta. And so from there, then, we can focus on the conventional nature of mind, the nature of awareness. And so we can guide ourselves by saying, our mind, our awareness is clear and knowing. It's formless, no form, no shape, no color. It's clear, empty space. And with no concern about the past or future and no worry, we can just be present with no expectations. There's no analyzing because it's just clear space. There's nothing to fix or adjust. We can just be aware of our awareness. And we can pause here for a little bit without distraction. And thoughts will pop up, and when that happens, we can either simply notice and recognize the thoughts and do nothing, stare at them, look very closely at them and penetrate that thought with no judgment, but just look closely. And then the thought will disappear, and again, we'll see the empty space and return to our meditation. Or we could fight every thought that arises like a skilled swords person. And the thoughts are the arrows shot by the skilled archer. You have to stop every arrow that comes at you. You have to be very, very mindful. But either way, when these thoughts arise, we apply that effort and then we return to being fully awake, fully aware without distraction.
Need to be fully awake, okay? Need to be fully awake. It's not like that you are fainted or you are like kind of like sleep. It's not like you are fully awake. Okay? Gather new lot tabu in Jacoba my embassy. Yeah, so when you faint, you lose the ability to think. You should not lose the awareness. Awareness should be very awake. You should be very awake, okay? Gather new lot tabu, gather faint, new loss, and then when you sleep, so then, so there's no. The mindfulness needs to be maintained. If you start to feel that your mind is about to get out of there, your elephant is about to get out of there, so you need to bring back your elephant to the space. So to see, that's why you need to be awake. Otherwise, the elephant already went to the flea market and went to Target, then went to Costco, so then come back, then you wake up. Oh, so that's too late. So that's why you need to be fully awake. So then, fully awake and fully alert. So there's nothing to adjust, nothing to fix. Not because you are trying to fix them. No, there's nothing to fix, nothing to adjust, nothing to judge, but you have to be aware. You have to be fully awake. If, in case, elephants go to Whole Foods, this is not the right time to go, so you need to ask them to come back. So this particular time to say for you to go to Whole Foods, this is not time. This is time to sit with me. Gently, happily, peacefully. So that's what you're going to do. So elephant don't tell you what to do. You are telling the elephant what to do now. Okay. So then mindfulness needs to be maintained. We see things, but the question is, are you aware of seeing flower? Are you aware that you are seeing flower? Maybe not. Seeing doesn't mean you are aware of seeing everything. No, probably. Being aware of seeing everything does require mindfulness. Without mindfulness, you can feel seeing like backyard, this tree is so clean, so beautiful. The first time I noticed, that time you are being aware that you are being aware of seeing things. You're seeing something new. You already seen this point so many times, but that you are not aware. Now you are kind of aware. You are aware of the detail. Look at every leaf, or so green, looks like somebody just washed. Yeah, so there's no. So being aware of what we see is not just seeing. There are two different things: seeing and being aware of seeing. Seeing tree and being aware of seeing tree. There's two different things. Being aware of seeing tree, that requires mindfulness. It's not just but being aware, that's mental things. I cannot be aware. I conscious cannot be aware of something. The six mental conscious is the one that's been aware, being aware of seeing something. So that means that requires mindfulness. Okay, this requires mindfulness. So there's all my friend here. You should try daily basis, so that will help you. That will help you. How to be present? How to be present? Okay, how to be present? So then you become better and better and better and better. Can you imagine? Can you know? So then you get a lot of benefit. You can share with others. You get a lot of benefit. So then I think I already explained how to do meditation on love and compassion and joy and equanimity. So I think like it is important to maybe review, because we say this for immeasurable prayer all the time. So I consider that prayer as a universal prayer, you know, it's not just Buddhist prayer, but it's like universal prayer. So for the sake of knowledge, when we say first love, immeasurable love, then immeasurable compassion, then immeasurable joy, then immeasurable equanimity. That's saying order. That's how you say. When you say, that's how you say in that order. When you try to put into practice, then the equanimity needs to be the first. Equanimity needs to be the first. When you try to put into practice, so then equanimity needs to be first. Why? Because we are talking about universal compassion, universal love. So that means, you know, there's no, why is it, particular exclusions. Everything's included. There's no exclusions. Nothing's excluded. So that's why universal, within the four immeasurables, that's love, compassion, joy, these are all immeasurable. That's what's called immeasurable. That you can't measure. Oh, that means another way to say it's like this is universal. We are trying to hear, educate ourselves how to develop universal love, universal compassion. Like immeasurable joy, that's also universal joy. It's not like you are kind of like joyful, kind of happy because your friend is getting something. Not much joy. If a stranger is getting something, that's not much feeling. Enemy is getting something, not just good feeling, but just negative feeling. You know, that's not immeasurable, that's not like immeasurable joy. It doesn't reach equally for like everyone. So now here today, I think this is important because this, we say this prayer every single Sunday. So make sure that we understand. So equanimity, you know, equanimity. So yeah, now it doesn't make sense why equanimity first when you put it into practice. This is for the sake of knowledge. When you say first immeasurable love, compassion, joy, equanimity. When you try to put into practice, so then you begin with the equanimity first. Because why? Because attitude is not equal. It's not equal. So we have to admit that it's not equal. It's not equal. Why it's not equal? I have so-and-so call my friend. I have friends. You know? I have like few circle of friends. Not within the friend, there's like distinguish. There's like we differentiate within the friend. Well, I have like few circle of, you know, close friend, best friend, okay friend, high bye friend. High bye friend. There's like in India, people say, you know, like, is your friend, or that's my high bye friend. What do you mean high bye friend? Oh, when he sees, she sees, I have to say high bye. That's all we talk. That's the only conversation we have. This is called high bye friend, high bye friend. And you have many of them here when you go to the park, high bye friend. So, so we have to admit our mind is not equal. We have people called friend. We have people called enemy. We have people called strangers. So when you analyze thoroughly, there is no definite friend. There's no definite enemy, there's no definite stranger. It's just that we label based on certain reason we label. That kind of gets complicated, more complicated when you think about from the karma point of view. things, that's why things are complicated because of the karma. What I want, peace of mind, calm mind. That's what I want. How I can get? I can get more if my mind is equal. I get more peace, more happiness, mental happiness. That's what you want. That's what I want. It begins with I. I want calm mind, peaceful mind. Oh, equanimity bring that. It's not about giving up something. It's not giving up something. It's like getting something. It's like win-win situation. It's getting something. Oh, equanimity. There's no absolute friend. There's no absolute enemy. There's no absolute stranger. It's all relative. It's all relative. It happened based on something. Then according to Kundan Lama, one of the Tibetan famous master, Kundan Lama, today's best friend, almost you can give your heart to that person, best friend. With few unguarded words, you said, that person said, then superimpose, super exaggerate what there's a few unguarded words, like blow out of the portion, Tomorrow, the best friend becomes the worst enemy. Does that sound familiar? What that indicate? There's no absolute friend. It's all relative. There's no definite friend. It's all relative. Friend become enemy. Best friend become enemy. Not just best. Almost you can feel that you can give your heart, your life to that person. Become the worst enemy. Next day, it's not like, doesn't take that long. What that indicates, there's no definite, absolute best friend. Everything changed. Same thing, enemy become friend, stranger become very good friend, stranger become best friend, enemy become best friend, with few gentle words, few kind gesture, become friend. Perception of a neighbor, this neighbor is not good because they never talk. They're kind of like, we have no clue, you're just talking, you're just talking. You have no clue. You're just talking. So we all like to talk. We all like to talk. We all feel like to say something. We all feel like we need to say something. Well, how's your neighbor? Well, not really good because they never talk. They are very reserved. We don't say, they are very good people. They possess Buddha nature. They have ability to get enlightened. We don't say that. So we all listen to them. So now we wonder how in the world that we are not experiencing any peace of mind. There are many things happening. So then you believe what you said, you believe, not just say, you believe. All of a sudden, after a few days, neighbors say, hello, how are you? What happened to that perception? It's completely wrong. The perception is completely wrong. You are wrong. But we don't like to admit, they change. We don't like to admit I'm wrong. So we say another word. Now they eventually, gradually they change. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm kind of a nice person. This is hard to give credit for others. So maybe they change. I don't know why. The equanimity. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's hard. No, nothing is easy. It's hard. Even making a pizza, it's easy to say what pizza. It's very easy to say what pizza. When you start to make one, good one, it's complicated. It's not easy. So you need all ingredients. Not easy. No, so see, that's just pizza. That the changing the mind, you can't expect it's going to be pizza cake. No, it's not going to be pizza cake. Even I say it's a piece of cake, that's a lie. It's not true. This is not going to help. So equanimity. So now that's why you need to analyze. There's no absolute friend. There's no absolute stranger. There's no absolute enemy. So everything's relative. Everything changes. Due to cause and condition, everything changes. Oh. Who knows, maybe today's best friend, maybe you used to be the worst enemy in the previous life, you are now paying up. How that sounds. You are best friend, maybe now you are paying up because you are being so mean to that person in the previous life. Now you are making up.
You're paying for it?
You are paying for it. Nice way to say making it up. You make up.
Making up for it?
Yeah, so how you say, usually sometimes I hear people say making up means like that you kind of like supposed to do something you didn't do, then they say, next time you say, how you say?
Well, making up for it means when you sort of like have to pay the price later.
Yeah, something not making up is like not like making drama. It's not like it's a genuine that you are, how you say.
Oh, if you have a fight and then you get back together, that's making up.
Oh yeah, something like that, making up or maybe. Anyway, so who knows? You think, oh, that's the best buddy, my best friend. But maybe that person is the worst enemy. You've been so mean to that person. Now in this life, you are paying up. Making up, who knows, hard to say. Something like that been mentioned in the teachings. So when I see that, wow, that's interesting. Zapatri Rinpoche, one of the great masters, mentioned something like that. That's interesting, this best friend. Immediately I think about Gishi Sangpo. Oh, maybe I'm paying up here. But you know, like just that idea kind of eases you. That kind of nothing to pay more. It's not if you are paying up now, nothing to pay in the future. That's good news. So it's hard to say. Just this life things get more complicated. If you go, as I said, as this question I raised, when you begin. When I begin as a human, when I begin as a living being, when? What is the answer? That is profound question. Does it sound like a profound question or does it sound like a crazy question? Huh?
Sounds profound.
Yeah. How you when you become human, how you when you become breathing living being, when? What is the answer? I'm not going to suggest any answer that you need to figure out. So like before this, am I like redwood tree in California? All of a sudden I become human being? Hard to say. So then you have to prove. You have to explain that how the tree become human being. If you feel like, oh, I used to be one of the small piece of rock in Colorado, so then all of a sudden I become American here. So now you can't just say, you have to explain how the process of rock becoming human being, you have to explain. You can't just say. So then it's kind of like, it's getting like, it kind of like opens up your mind. So now you have like this DNA test. So that, you know, you can even buy, so that kind of tells you what kind of genes you have. People, wow, there's like, I have like genes from Ireland, I have genes from like Native American India, so that you never thought that you are part of them. So now your mind kind of blown up. That DNA test been only taught in Buddhism 2,500 years ago. It's not something new. It's already been tested. So people didn't see it doesn't close. Now there's evidence. It kind of opens up. Oh, I have that gene, this gene. Well, I'm part of that group. It kind of opens up your mind. It's not that it's not going to shut down your mind. It's going to open up. So there's a very important question. Oh, when I begin, don't judge something based on life, this life that you have now. Don't judge based on that. So it's been continuation of something. Otherwise, you need to answer the question, how you begin. How you begin, okay? So basically, equanimity is important. Even though it's hard, if you meditate on that, you get immense benefit. Equanimity. Your perception change. Next time when you see Asian, different people, your perception change. Your attitude change. In a positive way. Oh. What you get? You get positive response. So equanimity. Need to focus on people that we call enemy. We need to analyze why we call that person enemy. Is that person enemy since the minute I was born that we become enemy? No. How it become enemy? You need to analyze. Then slowly, your mind becomes neutral. So the next time, when you read the last part of the four immeasurable, it means something, then just what? It means something. Then eventually you say, oh, that line is very liberating. When I said that, it's kind of liberating me. Oh, then that's very good. You know, so it's not just what, it means something. It means something very wonderful thing, something really positive. Your perception change. Oh, then after that, then love. Okay, after that, love. Love. Verbal, physical, mental. Three kinds of love. Verbal, physical, mental. Then, according to Master Shantideva, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Miki Sinje Tanaya, when you look at someone, if you manage to look at that person with the love and compassion, you know, Tangshin, Shantideva does, look at that person honestly, sincerely, with love, Tangshin Shantideva does. So, Miki Sinje Tanaya, Tangshin. Don't ever look at the person with hatred. Why? It's not just about religion. It's not about just religion. It is about your mental happiness. It's all about your mental happiness. When you do that, you 100% lose your peace of mind. You have zero mental happiness. That's what happened. That's why. Miki Sinche Tanaya Tangshin. Honestly, with honest mind. What kind of honest mind? That person's looking for happiness every single second like you do every single second. That's the honest way of looking. That person is trying to avoid smallest problem their life. You do the same thing. That's how you look at, that's what it means, looking at that person honestly. That's the honest way to look. There's no difference between you and other person. Shamba, so then look at that person with love. What you get? You get peace. That's how you make peace with yourself. That's how you get peace. When you get peace, when your mind is peace, you have better health. Oh, better health. You can say, I have better life. Oh. If you love yourself, that's what we should do. If we love our life, that's what we should do. We should look at other persons. We don't have to look at. When you look at them honestly, with honesty, with love. Oh, then you get benefit. You get benefit. Okay. Oh. Verbal love produced by word, love produced by the verbal actions, love produced by physical actions, love produced by mental actions. Oh, that's how you practice love in Buddhism. That's how you practice love, or that's how you meditate on love. Oh. People sense that, you know, animal sense. If you are afraid, dog sense right away that something is not right. If you are afraid, the dog, they sense right away. They probably react towards you negatively because you are under the fear. You are not sure about that dog. The dog's not sure about you. They're showing the same thing. I'm also not sure about you. If you are not sure about me, I'm also not sure about you. So I'm going to bark. That sense, animal sense. Of course, human sense. If you are being honest, looking at them honestly with compassion, with love, they will feel. Energy that produced by them, you will feel. Helping sick people, people who are sick, helping poor people, helping parents, you know, mothers and fathers. Oh. There's many, many opportunities. So, So that's exactly after the 9-hour breathing meditations you meditate on. Love, compassion, bodhicitta. How to meditate on love? Oh, there are three ways to meditate on love. You know, Susan. Oh, Susan is such a wonderful person. She's very kind. You know, like you say something, you say good. Suggest you can, you get benefit. You say minute you start to say something negative, other person who is hearing that does not enjoy. They say, oh, I wish that person could say something nice. Even though you may not say it verbally, but deep down, nobody, go around. Nobody wants to hear something negative, nobody. Nobody enjoys. Just forget about if you're Buddhist or not Buddhist, or believer or not believer. You go around, ask. Anybody wants to hear something negative? People say, no, nobody wants to hear negative. So, then if you're saying something negative for somebody else, be in front of somebody else, that person may not say a word, but that deep down, that person says, oh, I wish that person could stop saying something negative. Human nature, want to hear something good, want to do something good, doesn't want to hear something negative. No, so, it's nothing to do with religion. It's nothing to do with religions. The religion teach us how to develop those qualities. Think of your own happiness. That's all. So, seeing something wonderful, that's verbal love. That's verbal love. Physically doing something, you know, doing some helping, seeing people helping other people. That's love too. That's love. Then mentally, then you do all your practice and you motivate, you try to develop bodhicitta motivation, then even just one single mantra, you dedicate that for the well-being of other living beings. So that's mental love. So what we have three doors. Mouth, body, spirit, mind. These are the three doors that create that kind of like from all three draws, if this all become negative, of course, first, your life is going to be negative. Second, it will have negative impact on somebody else's life. There's only three draws. There's no four draws, five draws. There's only three draws. So that's good news. If there's like 10 draws, that's hard to manage. There's only three draws. Can we make it us? Look at others with love. Can we make it us? Look at others with love. See, Saint Jesus. Greet others with compassion. Greet others with compassion. Can they make it that very same Jesus? Can they make it that very same Jesus? Greet others with compassion. Kind heart, compassion heart. Oh, your life is going to be much, much better off, much better off. Your life is going to be much better. Oh. So then his Dalam always says, no, he don't see others as me and Dalai Lama and others. He sees them as another human being. He's like one of the 4 billion human beings on this planet. He's one of them. So these are all saying something deep, saying something deep, whether there's true or not, but it's teaching something very deep meaning. It's not like American versus Asian, no, it's like another human being sharing the same planet, looking every single second for happiness. That's the truth, that's the honest, that's the truth. Exactly like me. Even though we are like far away by thousands and thousands of miles by separated by ocean, doing the same thing. Every single moment looking for something happiness. Same thing. So that needs to be, we need to be aware of that. So then at least that you are making peace with yourself. At least you have peace of mind. Whether everybody is in the peace or not, at least you are in peace. Your perception is positive. Oh, people will feel. Why people say, oh, so-and-so, so nice in the grocery store, in the heavy store, there's some person so sweet, so nice. Why they say so sweet? It's not like they're licking that person. They feel like honey. Sweet. That person's always saying something, greeting people with compassion, looking people with the love. So that's why people think, do you ever know that person? Do you relate to that person? No, you are not related to that person. Because simply that person being nice. Everybody wants to be around a nice person. That's the fact. It's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. So, but those four immeasurable teachings, they teach us how to do. So that's very important. So once in a while, we need to think of a practical way, not just always talk. So that we've been talking 20 years. I've been here talking 20 years. Do we make any change? No. So then this talking is kind of like, Not much benefit. I become like Mickey Mouse. you talk, 20 years talk. Does that have anything? Does anything change? Does my perception change? Way I look at other person change? Or the way I treat other people change? Does anything change? If not, so then that's unfortunate. Something small. No, I'm not talking about something big. Something small, something small change? Coming to the center last 20 years, anything change? If it change, oh, then good. No matter if you're saying something, not saying something, that's good. That some change happened, that's good. Then that's very good. Then it's all worth it. Otherwise, always just talking. So sometimes, once in a while, we need to think about practical level. when you think of a practical level. So that in order to get benefit, okay. So then according to Zapatri Rinpoche, the law of Zapatri Rinpoche say, it's almost like love is like mama bird. How the mama bird take care of the chick, baby bird. That's the symbol of love. That's what Zapatri Rinpoche say. First, the mama bird works so hard to make nest, comfortable nest. So then there's lay eggs, then there's the baby bird comes up. So then, make sure it's not get cold, and make sure it's like so when sun rise, expand the wings, so make sure that the sun heat doesn't bother them. So then when it's cold, so they sit on there, so they very carefully, comfort them. So then that's love. But they don't say love, but it is love. The Zapatri Rinpoche, that's love. Love means Zapatri Rinpoche. Explain the teaching of love, the base of the mama bird and the baby bird. Relationship between the mama bird and the baby bird. How the mama bird take care of the baby bird. Like that. It's badly needed nowadays. It's very much needed. Because we are experiencing resentment, aversions, anger, fear. Love is badly needed. Love. In your heart, love is badly needed in your heart. Not much good information. Look around when you read, not much good news. So when you watch something, 95% of the time saying something negative. Maybe 1%, one out of 100%, 1% saying something positive. There are thousands nowadays just because of the technology, there's thousands different ways that you lose your mind, peace of mind, calm mind. So quickly. 400 years ago, it takes time to lose your peace of mind. It takes time. It doesn't get news right away. Now, instantaneously, you lose. So fast, so quick. More love is more needed than ever before. More needed now. Need to sit back, look at the broader picture. Broader picture. Don't think that you are the only person on this planet that has the responsibility for all of this. No. You need to sit, breathe, take your time, sit back, look at from a broader picture. Yeah, things are complicated. Yeah, it's complicated. It's been complicated. It's going to be complicated. Every person has three doors. Can you imagine? It's hard to manage your three doors. How in the world you are thinking that you are going to manage three doors, every being on this planet? It's hard to happen. It begins from your side. We do what we can do out of calm mind, peaceful mind, compassionate mind, not out of resentment, aversion, anger. You transform your perception into negative, that you see negative things. So that's no good. No good. That's the last thing. If you are saying prayer, if you are meditating, if you are doing a lot of mantras, the last thing that you need, if you are doing no prayer, no mantra, the last thing you need is negative mind. That's the last thing you need. We need more positive thoughts. Your life will be better off. Meditating on four immeasurables, it helps you to develop positive thoughts. Your life will be better off. You meditate on love, you get you get, your mind get benefit, your perception change, and you get benefit. If you are in peace, oh, then you are qualified to talk of peace. Comparatively qualified to talk of peace, because you are in peace. You are making peace with yourself, so that reflects to other people. So see, you know, some people say, oh, being around with so and so kind of makes you calm down. Why that person is so calm all the time? See, that's impact, energy people feel. You don't have to say anything, people feel. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the first, you know, that's the first, the second, first, meditate on equanimity, so then meditate on love. Love that produced by word, love that produced by verbal actions, love that produced by physical actions, love that produced by mental actions. Oh, then your life, then you are love with yourself. So then you have love. Oh, so then you can spread. You know. Oh. I remember like a few years ago when I'm teaching Lam Rim, I'm leading the Lam Rim class, there's one young woman. She said, if you don't have candy, you have no candy to give. In order to give something sweet, first you have to have something sweet. If you don't have sweet, how are you going to give sweet? Because you don't have sweet. Talking about giving sweet, you have to have sweet. Otherwise, how you can give sweet? You can just talk. Practically, there's nothing to give. So I thought that kind of stuck in my mind. I said, there's no reason in Lam Rim teachings. But that's very, if you don't have love, you can't give love. If you don't have compassion, you can't give compassion. First, you have to have love. So first, you have to make love with yourself. How? Meditate on love. Meditate on love. Oh, so then you have something to give. Otherwise, just, you know, just talking about love, 20 years, 20 plus years, not going to change anything. So, but practically, once a while, we need to think practically, okay? So the equanimity, that's how you practice equanimity first, and then meditate or practice the same thing. So then you practice love. Verbally, physically, mentally, you practice love. Okay? So then you can say, I'm love with myself, so then I have, you know, I have love to give because I have love. I have love. You can spread. You can spread. So then, life is going to be much, much better, much, much better. Much calmer, much peaceful, much better. So then this is good things, okay? So then maybe next Sunday we'll talk about compassion and then joy, compassion, joy. So what time is now, Dumasi?
Time is up.
Mm-hmm. That's good news for me. Yeah, so Hamullah, let me do the dedication. So
the dedication verses to Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our work. May no living creature suffer from evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see form and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. The land encircled by snow mountains, where the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Alatai, one with great precision has spread the teachings of Lama Kapan Glisten Boyd, Lama ornament of yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanasa's Taurus doctrine, masterly accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Ramula. Thank you, Chugila. Thank you, everyone who came here. And have a wonderful Sunday. Okay.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Donna. Thanks, Chukila. Thanks, Lamala.
Thank you all.